Brian, what do you want to tell us? Brian?
Hi, Dan, all right.
Yes, good, Brian. What do you want to tell us?
There's a pitch from hell that we used to play on years ago. It was Saturday rather than Sunday.
Yeah.
But it's in a village called Barley, which is not far from Stevenage, where I live. Basically, it was a village team. I don't want their dome pitch. So I think my local farmers let them have a corner of one of their fields.
Yeah.
They cut the grass a bit short, but the problem was it was a hill.
What kind of hill?
Well, pretty much, if you sort of put the ball on the halfway line,
yeah,
you'd put your foot on it to stop it moving.
Oh, see, Brockwell Park's like this. Brockwell Park's like this, yeah.
And the front, so for instance, the crossbar is probably about level with the centre spot.
Yeah.
Height-wise.
Oh, no!
But, yeah, honestly, and then worse than that, though, it was a cow field. So, suddenly it's all kick-off.
Now, some of those pets, you're going to sink to the calf in. I know.
Exactly,
You sink to the... There's nothing funny about cow pets. They've become a comedy stable. But actually, cow pets are the most clingy...
They're still that horrible colour, greeny colour.
No,
please,
some people are out there just returning from Brighton match and we're not dragging that into it.
Yeah, fair enough. But what's worse was, the farmer, the guy used to clear the cows off,
yeah,
instead of just leaving the cow pads there,
mm-hmm,
he would get grass cuttings
and cover them up.
So they are then
This is like in the jungle where they dig those holes and you walk across and you find yourself swinging by one ankle fixed to a noose in the sky.
That's right.
Have you ever played on the pitch?
Oh yeah.
And you got you went and dung, did you?
Of course I got dunged. And if it's a pretty wet day, I mean you're talking about a slide tackle, you're talking about starting at the back of your leg.
And a hill
your collar.
You see, when we were going, you know, used to listen to hats off, but a lot of people have seen have come straight out of university in a sports department, and they say things like yovel and it's, you know, a fashionable sloping pitch, as they used to say. So, people said, well, don't all pitches slope, you know, we're not used to the level playing field of Eton.
No, you're kicking downhill in the first half, and the second half it's, you know,
there must be a golf equivalent, but as I say, this pitch I'm talking about in Brockwell Park, if you slightly overhit a 10-yard pass to a friend across the... It would go across the next pitch, and the next pitch, and the next pitch. And there's nothing more embarrassing than getting your ball mixed up in the thing, and they're centre-halves watching the attack. Mate, give us the ball back. And they give it that idle kick, which takes it further away from you.
You know,
you're right. You know, worse than that? It's a favourite, Dan. When you play near a road, right? If you're playing at a... Then this is something Kelsey didn't have to put up with in Tromso. When you play near a road, right? And the ball will go off, and it goes straight off, and a car comes along, and it gets stuck underneath the car's axle and goes... And it ends up 3,000 miles away. And she gets stuck under the car.
And then you drive the tiny down the side of the motorway in your clacking stud.
Clack, 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 clack. Axle grease on the ball. Chelsea didn't have to put up with it. What else did you want to say?
Well, no, just to finish it off quite nicely was...
Yeah?
Because it was a village hall, there weren't any showers.
Oh, God, but it's even...
No, you're down the pub having a pint after the game, and you've actually got the stuff in your hair.
But as I understand it, what you're talking about, in Barley, not far from Stevenage, you know, that's the norm, surely.
Even
the Lady Mayoress comes in covered in hors d'oeuvre.